Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yes.
That
you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was going to make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say you did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Everybody
know it's a winner. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
Sister Marlo. Alicia Carter is here. Just to name a few, we thank God for you. Sister Jackson is always here in service.
That's right.
So we thank Brother Lern is here, way from Chicago. I believe he's in Chicago. And, you know, all around the city, we thank God for you. We love you. Sister Dorica Jones, God bless you. Yes. She's always with us. We just thank God. We can't thank God enough for you being here and allowing God to use you as well. Because whatever you receive here today, that you will take that and that you will minister to someone else that will help them in their walk.
That's right. Amen. Amen. I thank everyone as well, along with my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika. You know, the church is packed.
Yes,
y'all can't see, but see, we can see
who's in
the building. You know, it's all the way off the screen. So if you was in the actual church building, people be still coming in. We'd be trying to pull the chairs out. And see, that's what we want.
Amen.
That's what we want. You know, God adds to your church daily. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome if you're a guest today.
You are a guest.
You're the first time here with us in Sunday service with me and my husband. We want to personally welcome you today. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. So we want to welcome you. Press one so we can welcome you. We want to welcome you. We want to pray for you right now.
Right.
We're not going to wait until the doors of the church open. The doors of the church are already open.
That's right.
So we want to pray for you. We want to welcome you personally. We want to bless and be a blessing to your life. So if this is your first time with us in Sunday service as a guest, please press 1 at this time.
Let us
we will love to personally welcome you. Don't be afraid.
That's right.
Once again, welcome, welcome. Amen. We do have a guest here. Welcome. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 9726. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. Welcome.
Welcome. What's your name? Hello?
Are we on there?
Yeah, we have your last 4 digits of your phone number is 9726. 346 is the area code. The last 4 digits, 9726. So I don't know if you pressed it by mistake, but maybe your call is on mute. But we have you here. Welcome. If you can hear us, please acknowledge our welcome.
Amen.
Welcome. Are you there? All right. Brother or sister, whoever you may be, God bless you.
Sometimes their phone be on mute, so speaking, the phone be on mute, but we welcome you either way.
Yes, we welcome you.
We're here to Sunday service. We're glad that you're here. You know, we bless your home.
Yes.
Every single thing that is concerning you.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. May God be your strength. May you seek God's face always, all the days of your life.
Yes.
And may God reveal to those things to you that you do not know and that you are concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. It's
amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if the call was muted, you all, or something happened, but I'm hoping. I know you all will tell me if you all cannot hear me. I'm sure my mother or Kim, at least Minister Kim and my mom, would definitely let me know. We can't hear you. And I just want to make sure you all will hear me well. Amen. God bless you at this time. Let us pray.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children. Here in Sunday service, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive all that you have for us to receive in this very hour, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for being on our side, Father God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us, Father God. Oh Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit on the line today. We come against every spirit of worry, doubt, and disbelief. We come against every unteachable spirit right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, loneliness, hallelujah, murmuring, complaining, frustration. And we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of addiction, dependency right now. We come against every judgmental spirit, every spirit of jealousy, irritation,
yes,
and toleration. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of abuse and accusation, accusing the brethren. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we command every spirit of infirmity to put you. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call every spirit, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every forgiveness spirit, fornication, watch and tell him, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah. And by faith, right now, Father God, that you will release your war and ages, oh God, to war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, purify, sanctify our mind and thoughts right now, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God, right now. God, thank you, receive our forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For all sins, God, all iniquities, all trespasses and transgressions, sins of commission and sins of omission, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and any other sins, hallelujah,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, watch us through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven, cleansing us from all unrighteousness and all unholiness and all filthiness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. God, we ask that you bless the head of our house. Father God, we just made man to be the head of the home and the head of the home, the priest of his home. And Father God, we pray that you strengthen every man that's in the house right now. Oh, Father God, that you will pour into them all that they need, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, let your goodness operate through and above them, Lord, oh God.
Yes,
and let there be no lack, oh God, in all that they need, huh? In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, send a revival fire on today, huh? In the name of Jesus Christ, huh? Oh, Father God, it's past the ghost today,
yes,
oh God. Oh, God, it's decrease that you may hold the increase of that. Let the fire divide forever more in him. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. It allows us to come boldly today to the throne of grace according to Hebrews 4:16. We are thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that
hallelujah.
That redeems us, that justifies us, and makes all things new. We declare the cloud by the blood of Jesus Christ and by our faith today that we're walking in our newness in the name of Jesus Christ, that we're delivered and set free, justified by the blood. And Lord, we just want to say
hallelujah.
Thank you. Your word says that whatsoever we
bound
on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 6:18. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we now bind all evil, wicked demon, lying, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits, and strong men, every sickness and disease right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we bind them in our presence,
yes,
and everyone
Lord.
That's in trouble today, we just said we pray for the name of Jesus Christ. We loose them to where Jesus Christ sees them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, my leader, come on,
yes.
I tell you, my Lord, move on this line today. Oh, Lord, touch every heart on today. Don't let them see you like never before. Lord, we pray today for heavenly blessings. Lord, open up the windows of heaven right now and pour out blessings upon your children around the world. They don't have room enough to receive. My Lord, he got it all, Shatia. My God, my God. Baptize them all with the Holy Ghost with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want
yes,
to say thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you enough, Lord God. But yet and still, we thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in the heaven. According to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever. According to Psalm 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your ages, hallelujah, and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the law of the Lamb. According to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household, hallelujah, are saved according to that you renew the right spirit within us, that you make all things pass away, and all things to us, that you did not cast us away from your presence, and you did not take your Holy Spirit away from us. Lord, we count you, hallelujah, for your mercy endures forever, and we thank you that you restored us to the joy of your salvation, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, your joy is out of strength, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. We don't want to be the same woman that we were on yesterday. We don't want to be the same man we were on yesterday, or even before we came here and served you, sir. Lord, we want to be changed. Lord, make us better, make us new, oh God. Oh, Lord, make us worthy of the call in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, before all, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your armor that protects us through and through and on and on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Heal right now in the service, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be no more delays, oh God. Oh, Lord, your children being healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, Jehovah Shemaiah, that you are covered those that are lonely right now. Oh, Lord, let them feel your comfort in your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I ask you to increase our faith right now. Oh, Lord, we don't believe, Lord God, but help us with our unbelief, Lord God. Lord, increase our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody, we ask that you order our steps, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and keep us, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that was prayed for and about right now, that we receive the word of God, hallelujah, and that we understand the word of God, and that we will prosper by the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we seal this prayer with the blood
thank
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promise of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, that the world is us. It's in Jesus'
yes,
name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Somebody keep shutting my head. My Lord, he cut it up. We thank God. We thank God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God. Let it move on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks.
We don't have time to complain.
Thanks.
We just come to thank you for what you've already done, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving on this line today, oh God, that our life will never be the same, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, and we need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Have your way. Have your way right now.
It.
Have your way, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
To
God be the glory. Amen. Amen,
amen.
Amen. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, everybody. I don't care where you are, whether you're up there, stand to your feet, clap your hands, stomp your feet. Shout glory, shout glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank God we have right now. Just
glory.
Thank you, God, that you got breath in your body, that God has promised you worthy to be here another day in the living, that God has made you able, that you are not disabled. Hallelujah. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, hallelujah. And know that God can turn it around right now, right where you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hiya, hiya, my God. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our scripture from our very own minister, Kimberly Refford. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you, minister.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word is going to come today. The scripture read is going to, oh, first of all, I'm sorry, giving unto God. To my mighty pastors that are going forth, that God bless you. God bless everybody that's on the line and listening in. And the scripture reading is going to come from Hebrews 11, verse 6 through 8. Hebrews 11, verse 6 through 8. 6, 7, and 8. Amen. Okay, and the word of God says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. I pray that God reveals those scriptures to you to know that without faith you can't do anything. You have to trust God. Even if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't look right, if it's from God, it's going to be all right. So may God bless the reader, the hearer, and the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister, for that scripture. Again, it came out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 through 8. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have two song selections, and then we'll be preparing yourself, you all, to receive the word of God from our very own Pastor Doris A. Manning. Amen. Let it move on you right now in Jesus' name.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley.
You used to pray
to me,
than me. I don't.
Can we take an honest look in the mirror
and say, Lord, what will you and I be doing today? You know, what would you have for me to do today? And who would you have for me to meet today? And what would you have for me to stay with them? You know, amen. So I have to be honest with myself. And, you know, I will say I hit about 90%. I hit about 90%, but I can't say every single day that I kept my mind on heavenly things. I can't say that every single morning when I woke up, you know, the first thing that I did was put my mind on, good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for waking me up. Good morning, God. I thank you for giving me this day and all that you have given me, all that you want to say to me. You know, this is exactly what I would do. I'm going to go out today and do your will and do your work on what you have for me to do. I can't say that. I can't say that. I can say that it has been some mornings where I got up and, you know, my mind was just on things of this world. I just going to be honest with it. You know, like, oh, I got to get to work. I got to do this. Or I got to make sure that I pay the electricity bill. Or I got to make sure that, you know, I do all other kind of stuff, you know, first. And then I go on and but we really just going to be honest about it. I might have just went on, you know, the majority of the day before I even said, you know, hello, God, I thank you for waking me up. Just going to be honest about it. Just going to be honest about it.
Yes.
And I'm probably just like of everyone probably have been in that place. So what we ought to do is just keep our minds on heavenly things. So if you have your Bibles, amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6, and I want to show you a little something here in Scripture. And we might make it all the way to the 33rd verse. We might not. We're going to give it to you. And I'll be reading this out of the New King James Version of the Bible. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this place. We welcome you here. And when you do get there, you know, just give me an amen or something to say, Pastor, I'm right there. Right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So Matthew chapter 6, we'll start right here at verse 1. And it says here, this is Jesus speaking here. Jesus is saying here, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds to before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have your reward. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. And 2 says, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have their glory before men. Assuredly, I say unto you that they have their rewards. 3 says, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. So now Jesus here is saying something here. You know, right here in Matthew chapter 5, you know, Jesus was teaching something. He was saying something. So what he's saying right here is that when you're doing charitable deeds, when you're giving love to someone, see, this is what we're doing. Now we're talking about, you know, the ones that are following him. We're talking about, you know, the ones that are in Christ, you know, that believe in, when you follow him. What he's saying is that, you know, don't do things in the eyes of, I want people to look at me, I want people to glorify me and see what it is, you know, that I'm doing, so they can praise me. Now, see, that ain't what Jesus is trying to show us right here. That ain't what he's telling us right here. What he's saying is that, you know, every single thing that you do, you know, do it out of love. Don't do things and do it out of self and expecting someone to praise you. Every single thing that you should be doing, it should be, you know, for the honor and the glory of God, the one that's giving you all things to be able to give to those. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah. We thank God. And 5, let's go ahead on over in the first verses 5. 5 says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love praise standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly I say unto you that they have their rewards. Six says, but you, hallelujah. He said, but you, when you pray, go into your rooms, and when you have shut your doors, pray to your Father who is in heaven in secret. And in secret, it says, your Father who sees you there will reward you openly. See, I want to put a period right there. I want to put a period right there. See, right here in secret, what he's saying right there. See, when you pray, see, don't pray like those that you see that they stand up and they're praying and they looking for someone to look how good, you know, I can pray. Look what it is I'm saying. God, look what I'm saying to the people. See, right here, six, it says, when you pray, you that's following Christ, you that believe, it says, you know, pray in secret. Pray in secret. Mm-hmm. And see, I had to ask, what do you mean by pray in secret? See, if I'm praying in secret, that means nobody can't hear me. So if can't nobody hear me, then how can they know, you know, that I'm praying, you know, for them? Or how will God even know what I'm doing? See, what the scriptures right here saying is that God does things in secret. And for you to do things, and when you pray, you know, pray in secret. So when you pray, see, we have a heavenly language. We have a holy tongue to be able to pray in. See, when you pray about things, see, we ought to use, you know, that gift and that power that God gave us. It's called the power of speaking in tongues, praying in things. Even Psalms 91:1 says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, what Jesus is saying right here is the same thing over there, that scripture is saying. When you pray to God, you'll pray to God, you know, in secret, in that holy language, because God does things in secret. You're praying about something that you don't even know about. So you're making utterances and sounds that you don't understand, but you know it is the one that's on the inside of you that's praying on your behalf to God for you and for others. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So right here in seven, it says right here, and when you pray, do not have vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for all their many words. Just what I just said right there. We're going on 4:8 says, for therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need for before you even ask. And 9 says, in this manner, you know, so you pray in this manner. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, he's saying this is the manner of how you pray. See, the Bible didn't necessarily, Jesus didn't necessarily say this is what you pray every single time. He said, this is how you pray. You pray in this manner because God already knows every single thing you need before you even ask. God knows every single thing you need before you ask. You don't know every single thing that you need because God that's in you, that you pray in your secret language or pray in your that holy tongue or pray in tongues. So you'll be praying about some things that you don't even know that you're praying about. So you should pray to God the Father Almighty in heaven. You know, thanking him, you know, thank for this opportunity, you know, to pray. He's saying it right here.
Yes,
and 11 says right here, give us this day our daily bread. And 12 says, and forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Jesus.
Okay,
yes,
this is saying that matter. And 13 says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. So I had to really look at that too. Okay, so we should keep our minds on heavenly things. So if there is something that is in me that I am saying, if there is something, you know, that I'm trying to get God to see me, look at me in this manner. So he said, right here, deliver us from all evil. So the only thing that I can think that was evil is the things that I'm saying or the things that I'm doing. See, that's what it means when it says right there in temptation. There'll be times where you'll be wanting to say things. Hallelujah. There will be times where you want to say things. There'll be times where you want to act a certain type of way. But we have to know that we have to pray in the manner of God, not to help us with these right here words. You know, help me put a hand over my mouth or these words that's in my heart, these things. Help me, Lord.
Jesus.
Help me, Lord, that
help
I don't
me,
say these things and do these things. See, we should line up with
Lord.
The word of God. We shouldn't line up with the words of Satan. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead on and move down here a little bit farther. Move down here a little bit farther right here. Let's go right here to 14. 14 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father will forgive you for yours." 15 says, "But if you do not forgive men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours." That's pretty self-explanatory right there. How I expect for God to forgive me. But here it is, I'm holding a grudge on someone for something that they said or they done to me.
Jesus.
I didn't ask God to forgive me for that thing that I said. I've asked
God
to forgive me for the things that I did. But here it is,
Jesus.
Someone that have done something to me. I haven't made a decision to forgive them yet because I think that they don't deserve forgiveness. We need
my
to keep
Lord.
Our mind on heavenly things and not on things how we think it should be done and not on how we think it should be said. We should always be asking God for leadership and guidance.
Yes,
and clearly Jesus is saying it right here. 16, moreover, when you do fast, do not be like the hypocrites with their sad contents. For they are disfigured, their faces, that they may appear to men as being fasting. Assuredly, I say unto you that they have their rewards. But when you, here it is again, Jesus said, but you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men as being fasting, but to your Father who is in that secret place. Here we go again, talking about that secret place. Secret place. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
19
hallelujah.
Says, not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroys and where thieves break in and steal.
My God.
And 20 says, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth or rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal them. Jesus is saying to us clearly right here. He is saying to us clearly. You know, we're talking about those treasures. So what are those treasures? He's talking about money. No, he's talking about, you know, what comes out of your mouth. He's talking about, you know, what's in your heart, what you have stored up in your mind, and what you have stored up in your heart, what you're saying. See, these are those treasures that he's talking about right here. See, sometimes we can say one thing and then turn around and do something else. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So he said these treasures that you're storing up, see, these are the very thing that will, after you leave this world, see, this is the thing that's going to be judged by what you are saying and what you have said. So what you are giving, what is it that you are giving? That's what this scripture right here is saying. In 22 and 23 says here, the lamp of the body is the eyes. And if therefore the eyes be good, therefore the whole body will be filled with light. 23 says, but if your eyes be bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. I really had to ask God, you know, okay, well, show me this, because how do I really get this over? Okay, what's in your heart is what will come out of your mouth. You will not say something that's not already in your heart. How can I say something that's not already in my heart, that's not already in my mind, if I ain't even think about it? He said your eyes are looking for, they're really saying your eyes are looking for something. So what are your eyes looking for? What is your eyes looking for? Whatever it is that you are looking for in your life right now, whatever it is that you desire in your heart, see, this is where your mind has already been set right there in that place. You have already been set right there in that place, and this is what's in your heart. And if it ain't lining up, you know, with the light of the word, if it ain't lining up with the word of God, if you can't measure it up and say, you know, this is what you know, God has shown me this morning. This is what God has said to me this morning. This is the instruction that God would have for me to do. Then maybe it is that you're so deep into self that you have slipped in that place called darkness. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What is it that what is that we have? What
help
is it that you
Lord.
Have that's in you? What's in your
help
heart and what's
Lord.
On your mind?
Jesus. Help us all. My God.
What is it? What is on your mind? It's 25 says. 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either they will hate one and love the other one, or else will be loyal to the one and despise the other one. You can't serve God and serve mammon. You can't
help
serve God and serve mammon.
No,
Jesus is teaching us something right here. Jesus is
Jesus.
Showing us something. He is teaching us something right here, just like he's teaching these disciples is right here. Whatever it is that you have, whatever it is that you have in you, or what you are striving to look for, you are striving to be like, or this is your whole life. You spend your whole life trying to get to this. What are you trying to store up? And Scripture says this right here. It's talking about, you know, those treasures. It's talking about the words. It's actually talking about money as well. It's talking about both. It's talking about both. But what it is that you are looking for, he says you can't serve money and you can't serve God. You can't do them both. You're going to despise one. You're going to despise one. You're going to love the other one. You're going to be loyal to one. You're going to be a lawyer to the other. That's pretty much self-explanatory right there all in itself.
Psalm
26 says, look at the birds of the air, for neither... look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor they reap, but they gather neither gather into barns, yet the heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more than they are? 27. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to their stature? Hallelujah. How many of us be worried about stuff all the day long?
Jesus.
We got to keep our mind on the heavenly things. How many of us really can truly say that I don't worry about nothing? God has taken care of all of my needs. Can we really say that? Can you really say that? Or here it is, you know, that when affliction shows up in your life, you know, the first thing that you want to do, you want to go into that place called worry. You trying to figure it out. I don't even know how to do this here, so I'm going to be in that place called worry. What have we stored up? On the inside of us that have caused us to physically be sick. It has caused us to physically be sick. It has caused us to mentally be broken. It has caused us to worry. It has caused us to stress. It has caused us to look back to God for the one that provides every single thing for us. See, we're not keeping our mind on heavenly things. We are keeping our mind on these worldly things. What is it that you're worried about? Because the first thing that we do when we enter that place where we can't figure it out, let me see how much money I got to buy all of the things that I need.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I do that, and I know I'm not the only one that does that.
Jesus.
But we got a God that leads us out of these places and shows us all things and tells us, you know, not to worry about nothing, not to worry about anything. Hebrews 2 and verses 1 even says that over there to us, that he who do believe do enter into that place called rest. That place called rest is just the opposite of worry. See, if you're worried about something, what you are saying to God is that, God, I know that you did it, but I can't believe that you would do it for me. And you're in that place called rest. You're in that place called rest. What you were saying is that, God, I'm not going to worry about nothing that's going on right now. I'm not going to worry about, you know, how I feel or what it looks like right now, because I know you have already provided all of my needs. That's the difference. That's the difference. Hallelujah. That's the very difference. Worrying is saying, God, I don't trust you with this. Hallelujah. See, these ain't my words. This is just what the word of God is saying right here. This is what the word of God is saying right here. Amen. Let's move on down here. Move on down here. We'll go ahead and wrap this right here thing up. Let's move on down here to 30. It says, now, if God so clothed and grass the field, which today is, and tomorrow is threw into the oven, is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Are you of little faith? Hallelujah. Are you of little faith? Amen.
My God.
Well, you got your eyes on. Are you a little faith? 31 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall I eat? Or what shall I drink? Or what shall I wear? 32 says here, and after all these things, the Gentiles seek. And the Gentiles, see, these weren't the chosen people. These were supposedly non-believers. I don't want to be counted as a non-believer. Hallelujah. For the Heavenly Father knows your needs of all things. And 33 tells us here, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things, sufficient for the day in its own trouble. Hallelujah. I had to ask God this. All right, you want me to give this right here? I know we know that scripture. You know, we would get one of these scripture and we'll just act like and think, you know, that we know it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. See, that ain't one thing, you know, just to just to recite that word. See, when you read the word of God, let the word of God live on the inside of you. Let the word of God change you from the inside. Let it change your mind. Let the word of God, you know, just let you conjure it over, you know, in your mind every single day when you wake up, so you can be able to see it manifest itself. So you can be able to see the things that you are desiring. See, this is for you. This is for you to do. It's not just enough, you know, just to quote the word, you know, live the word. Live that word. Keep your mind on heavenly things. You have to realize that you are more you're more than just a person living in this world, you know, trying to get things. You're more than just a regular person. You see, when you enter into the body of Christ, you are a supernatural being like never ever been seen before. It's because you are a supernatural being, so you are equipped with every single thing that you need already. But you got to keep your mind on heavenly things, and don't let these worldly things cause you to get your mind off of Christ. So here it is. You know, I have a challenge for each and every one of you today. I challenge you today to keep your mind on the heavenly things. You have been given divine instructions. All that we read right now are divine instructions for you to do. If you didn't know what to do, this is telling you what to do, and it's telling you how to do it, and it comes straight from the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you think that you can do in this world, so you can't do nothing in this world but fail, but see, you can do all things through Christ. And the way you do all things through Christ is you wake up early in the morning and you communicate with him. You have an intimate relationship with him.
You don't
put your mind on what it is that I can gain. You'll put your mind on a who it is that I'm trying to be, or who I'm trying to show somebody who I am. So you're supposed to already know who you are. See, I'm a decree and declare every single day that I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me. And I ain't got to tell nobody I'm in Christ, because when I step into a room, people will see Christ all over you. Hallelujah. And see, when I say that I love somebody, see, I ain't got to just tell you, know, I love you, I'm going to give you this. See, I'm already be inclined to give it to you. With nothing in exchange. Because, see, that's what God have already called me to do. See, this ain't my word. See, this is the word of God. I'm just going to be the one to deliver it. You might find a little bit of fault in me. Say, you know, he could have said that a little bit better, or he could have did that a little bit better. But I'm just going to do what God tells me to do. And he's going to work out all the rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I challenge you. I challenge you, brothers and sisters, you know, to be filled with the word of God daily. And the way you be filled with the word of God daily, you have to keep your mind on Christ. That's my challenge to you, male and female. Give your life over to Christ. If you have not given your life over to Christ yet, if you ain't given your life over to Christ yet, you know, then ask God to come into your life. I realize that, you know, my mind haven't been on you. My mind's been on the worldly things. I realize that I've been saying things that I don't that I don't need to say. I realize, you know, that these things, they shame me. I'm guilty. They condemn me. But today, I put off this old man. I put off this old woman and put on this new man. I put on this new woman, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have given me your word. I thank you, Lord, that you have given me your promise. And because of your word and your promise that you give me, I accept Christ into my life today. I don't know about yesterday, but today, I do not identify with that old man or that old woman. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every single day, Father God, today, I'm going to preach the gospel. Because it's your word and not my word. I'm not going to be looking for the things of this world. I'm not going to be serving money. I'm not going to be serving people. I'm not going to be serving idols. My mind is not going to be in that place of seeing how I could do something evil to somebody to cause them to fall from grace, to cause them to be in the ditch. I thank you, Father God, that you have done it all for me. I give my whole life for you because you have already given your whole life for me. And I know, Father God, see, right here in this place right here, see, this is just a temporary place. I'm going to keep my mind on heavenly things because you put me in this world, Father God, not to stay. But just to pass through to be right back where you are. And I'm going to do your will. And I'm going to do your work. Because you created that perfectness that's in me through Christ Jesus. I declare that I am the righteousness of God. Because of Jesus Christ who have made me righteous. I thank you, Father God, that you don't judge me by the things that I say and the things that I do. You judge me because I am in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's my challenge. That's my challenge unto each and every one of you. Jesus. And the last thing that I do want to say to you here on this evening,
my Lord,
last thing I want to say is keep your mind on the heavenly things. And God, God of grace, they have already enabled you to do it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If grace be in you, then you can do all things. You can do all things, even if you don't have the power to do it. It's the grace of God that's in you that has enabled you to do all things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Grace of God have enabled you to do all things. Love one another. I challenge you to love all day today and tomorrow.
Amen.
Make it your business to be about God's business. And that's loving those ones that don't even love you. Don't just love the ones that love you. Love those ones that don't love you. Make that your business and speak the word of God every single day, all day, and not worry about nothing else. And God has already supplied all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Me and Pastor Tawanika Manning, you know, we love you. God loves you more. And we're going to love you through the eyes like God has shown us how to do it. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God. Give God our praise, glory, and honor right now. Hallelujah. For the word that went forth from Pastor God. Say amen and hallelujah. Let the scripture take root and manifest in you, mind, body, soul, and spirit. May it change your life for the better right now as you receive it.
Yes,
but believe it as you receive that you will be changed by the word of God. We thank you, Pastor Manning, for the word. For the message was keep your mind on the things of heaven. Amen. If you keep your mind on the things of heaven, I'm telling you, you can have peace right now. You can walk in peace, live in peace, sleep in peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can be the peacemaker. Hallelujah. When there is darkness, you can walk in the place, and you shall be that light because you come with peace, because you're not fixated on the dark. You're fixated on the things of heaven, knowing that you're just walking through this, hallelujah, this life. Hallelujah. A lot of times we get so stuck on the earthly things. We got to put our mind, fixate our mind on the heavenly things. What's ahead of us? This life is not what's ahead. This life is not eternal. There is more from here. So we got to put our mind in that place. It's like preparing for your future. Hallelujah. When you prepare for your future, you don't get so caught up on where you are. You think about and get caught up on where you're going, and you prepare for that place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So while we're still here, as Pastor was saying, prepare right now, right here for that place. Store up those things in heaven, your treasures in heaven that will not rotten, that will not be destroyed, will not be stolen from man. The thief cannot come in and take it. When you store those things up in heaven, hallelujah, glory to God, that just hit home with me. Because Father said, we get to worry, we just get, you know, we put our minds in that place of worry and get stressed out, and when we do that, sickness come, all kind of things start to happen, things start to fall apart, because
temporary. Hallelujah. This is temporary. You're just a winter time. You're just waiting.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you ain't got no control over the rental. So, but you have a place to go, and it's in heaven. So put your mind there. I'm excited. Thank you, Pastor, for the word. I'm just eating off the word. You know, I couldn't just go on to the next thing. Hallelujah. I have to eat on that because it's getting away, because we all do that at times. We get so fixated on the earthly things, and we want longer. We ask God, I want to be here longer. Lord, keep me here. Keep me here. But there's greater ahead. There's greater after this. We don't start really living until we die to this world, until we die to this life,
right.
We begin to live our eternal life. We begin to live that life, our spiritual life. That is in heaven. This body is dying every day. Hallelujah. We die to the flesh daily. So we have to pray that God will continue to strengthen our spirit. And how do we do that? By keeping our mind fixated on the things of heaven. Being in the word of God, like Pastor said, amen. You are from Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 6. Through and through, we thank God again for the word. I'm excited at this time. The door of the church is open. The door
Amen.
Of the church
there might be one. Hallelujah. There
Hallelujah.
Might be one that the
Hallelujah.
Eyes, the heart,
Jesus.
May not have been on heavenly things. And I'm talking
yes.
about it might not have been on Christ Jesus. It might Hallelujah. Be on the worldly thing. But you're
Jesus.
Making that decision today that I'm not going to live this way no more.
One
Jesus
more.
Christ, come into
Jesus.
My life.
Jesus.
I accept you. I confess that you had died for all of my sins,
Thank
all of
you,
my
Lord.
Iniquities, and all of my trespasses.
Jesus.
Might be one today.
What?
And not only did you
Seven
die
minutes?
For me, but you have risen. You have risen again, and you are
yes,
coming
Lord.
Again to receive
yes,
me
Lord.
To yourself. Hallelujah. There may
if be
one.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe one.
If there be one.
Hallelujah. Today.
Hallelujah.
There may be one that have already
welcome.
Made that decision.
We had one for the world.
You already made that decision to walk
mm-hmm.
with Christ Jesus. You already made that decision, but somehow, some way, the evilness of this world, the darkness of this world, have creeped in and got your mind away from where
yeah,
it's supposed to be. You want to
Amen.
Rededicate your life. Let us pray for you. Just press
Amen.
One. Now come in, just press one and let us pray for you. Amen.
We have one.
Maybe there's
we
one that
one.
May be sick
we have one.
In their body. We have one. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring them in.
We have one from the welcome this morning. Our very own Sister Valencia, Elizabeth Allen, we've been praying for. Let's see if we can bring her on the line again here. Sister Allen, can you hear us? Sister Allen, can you hear us? So I'm not sure we still can't hear your call. I'm not sure what's going
Hallelujah.
On. Hallelujah. We can't
We're gonna
hear
pray
you.
Anyhow.
Can you hear me?
We're gonna pray.
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome. God bless you.
Thank the Lord today. I give God the praise and the glory and the honor.
Yes, God.
I thank God that He spared my life one more day. I can
Amen.
I can live to tell a story on how He brought me back to this
yes.
earth to reclaim
Jesus.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I just thank the Lord
thank
for visiting
you.
With you guys today. This is my first time visiting with you. You
Amen.
Are my one of my best friends. And you're not like a friend, you're a sister to me. And you know, we talk quite often. And I just
yes.
want to say that I love you, and I love the ministry that God has placed in you guys.
Yes.
And that I know 2020 has been rough for most of
Jesus.
Us. God has stretched
Jesus.
Us. He has
yes.
stretched us to Him.
Hallelujah.
And to believe
yes. that, is
that
the message. Yes.
He is for us. He is for us. And whatever situation
yes.
we find ourselves into, just know that God is on our side. Because if
Amen.
He wasn't on your side, you'd be gone by now. But because you woke
Jesus.
Up this morning, you have something to do for God. And so I praise God for this message. Pastor Manning went forth
Amen.
In demonstration and power. And I thank
Amen.
God for what He's doing in your life. And I just bless
Amen.
God. And I will be back to visit with you guys again.
Amen.
And thank God and continually pray for me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You. God bless you. God keep you. A good friend of mine. I thank God for it. It's one of my sisters that we've been praying for you all. You've been in prayer with us the last couple of months. We have been praying for her, lifting her up in prayer. We thank God that she's able to be on the line to speak, because that was a time that she could not speak.
Right.
That she didn't know what she was doing. So we thank God for her today, that she was in a coma, you know, this coma for like about a week or so or more. And we thank God that she's here. They were saying there was no brain activity, and they was calling her, and they trying to see if she couldn't breathe on her own. But God, let me tell you something, you all, and I'm going to testify on this right now for my sister in Christ, my friend, that's been with me, that walked me through ministry when I went through the 40 days of fasting and baptizing the Holy Spirit. When God called me, she was with me. When God was using me in the street, she was there supporting me, you know, just all the way when I was in the street at midnight, at late night, feeding the homeless by myself. I would have her on video so she could cover me while I was in the streets abusing the feet of people at night. She was in her home, just praying to God to send somebody, and God would send me, and I would go out to the streets by myself, but not alone, but because my sister, my friend, she was there with me, covering me on the phone. She was there praying. So I thank God, but while she was under and didn't know where she was at, and God had a hold of everything. See, I want you to understand this. She's a woman of God that prays, and, you know, she's a woman of God that intercedes for others, and she's always, God called her a long time ago, that what she had been doing for years, that she was strengthening her spirit, man, so when her body fell, hallelujah, the Bible tells that the body is weak, but the spirit is willing. So because her spirit is strong, hallelujah, it is her spirit, the spirit of God that is in her, that carried her, that brought her through. So while she was under and her children called me, I began to speak to her spirit, and I command that spirit to come on in. And so as we were calling that, hallelujah, in, I said, God showed me that she would be back on Thursday, hallelujah, that she was coming back in. Thursday morning, hallelujah. I got a phone call and said, she's awake and she is speaking, but she wasn't speaking like a normal. They said, Pastor, we need you to come to the hospital. I said, I'll be on my way. So I get to the hospital, and she looked at me, and she was wondering, who is this woman? Because I had on this mask, and put the spirit in her. She said, I didn't even know who you was. And she could barely open her mouth, and my husband was in the parking lot. He was waiting. Hallelujah. My husband, he's a very sighted person. So I put him on the phone, and I said, don't speak too loud, because it wants you to shake. So anyway, she began I began to speak to her, hallelujah. And she was like, hey, I didn't even know that was you. Her voice was very, very light and weak at the time. And I went up, I said, can you pray? Have you been praying? And she spoke in my mouth. I said, pray. I said, speak in your tongue. See, the devil wants you. Let me tell you something. The devil wants you to be quiet. He wants to shut you up. Hallelujah. He wants you to feel defeated. But God had told me she was at peace. While she was down, she was at peace. This is what the Holy Spirit told me. So she told me, I said, I'm in so much peace. So she, I said, well, sister, can you pray? I said, open up your mouth and pray. So she began to pray. I said, speak in your tongue. She began to speak in tongues. And as she began to do this, I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Spirit was in her. And when I tell you, she began to pray, she got strong.
Hallelujah.
Not only did she didn't pray for herself, I want you to understand this. She was praying for everybody else.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, sister.
We thank God for you because I knew that they would come and they would hear your voice. Hallelujah. My mom would always say, God, believe you're doing. Mama, you're here for yourself. She's on the line today.
Glory to God.
She is carrying this here testimony. And she shall carry to its full maturity. I know sometimes while we're pregnant as women, we want to have that baby. We're like, I'm so tired of being pregnant. My back hurts. My hip hurts. My legs swelling up. I'm so tired. Don't look like myself. Mine got darker. My eyes I don't even look like me. But if you just hang on in, if you just hang on in, see, we want our baby to be healthy and strong. But you got to go through to get that. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we'd be ready to put this baby out right now. But if you take it out too soon, it ain't going to do. It ain't going to thrive like it needs to be. Just hang on in there and let that thing, let it process and let it go to its full maturity so you can birth that testimony.
Yes, God. Yes,
hallelujah.
God,
God is going to do it for you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. I know my husband wanted to say something to
before
you. I'll just get out of your way.
Before you go, Sister Allen, I want to tell you that we love you. God loves you more than we can ever love you. We love you. We're going to love you through the eyes like God loves. Like God told us to love you. Not only that, we pray. You and I, my wife, we were praying. And I said, I see something. I said, you will rejoice. I said, you will rejoice. You remember when I told you that? And I hear you rejoicing. I hear you rejoicing. And I thank God. So when God tells you something, when God tells you to do something, that's what you do. Because God ain't going to tell you to do something that ain't for you. Everything that God tells you is for you. It's for your benefit. Hallelujah. God has already given you the advantages of life.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Keep on using your power. God gave you his power. Keep on using your power.
God
said that I'm going to heal you. I've already healed you. Then you receive your healing. Use your mouth. Use your holy name. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, sister. May God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and heal you. And just understand it's a process. Hallelujah. That you're coming out. You're coming out in a wealthy place. You're coming out in a healthy place. You're coming out healed, delivered, and set free.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. We do have another here today. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 7719. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 7719. Welcome. Hello? Last 4 digits of your phone number is 7719. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome. What's your name?
Amen. Welcome.
Irene Stewart? Phillips.
Irene Phillips. God bless you.
Amen.
Phillips, God bless you.
I have been listening to you for the past several weeks, and Miss Connie introduced me to this number. And I have, I can't even tell you where the enjoyment comes from hearing all the testimonies and all the preaching and the praying.
Amen.
But I swear, it feels like I didn't. It was so full. And I'm not good at in my words, but I want to express to you what a wonderful place you have put in my life on a daily basis to enjoy this call, to come in to hear all the love and all the faith given into sharing with everybody about Christ. I thank you for allowing this number to exist for me and for many others. So I really don't have much to say. I was just very thankful to be able to tune in today. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. We want to pray for you, Father God. We ask
God
in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, as we come by faith, Lord God, lifting up your daughter this morning. Father God, this afternoon, we ask, Lord God, that you bless, heal, deliver, Lord God, set free, make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way for you to upright now, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless her life mighty and strong, Father God, and all that she's concerned about. Let it be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in any area of our life, Lord God, that you find that needs to be changed, Lord God, we ask that you bless the line to intervene right now, Lord God, and turn it around, change it for her good, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God.
Yes.
We ask that you hold up on her right now, Jehovah Shammah. Wrap your arms around and comfort her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give her shouts of joy. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you more and more each day, Father God. Lord, let your daughter feel your love like never before, Lord God. Let her commune with you, Father God. Let her hear from you, Father God, and know that it is you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ
Lord.
Over your sister and all that you love.
love and all that you're concerned about be blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. At this time, Pastor, was there anything else? I know you were going through with the opening of the door of the church. I don't know if you got through it every step.
No, just one more thing. If anyone looking for a church home, if you're looking for a church home, I ask you, me and my wife, we ask you to give us, give us a chance to be your pastors. We would love, to be your pastor, to fellowship with you and to, give you that word, give you the word, which is not our word, it's God's word. The door of the church is open for you. Let that be you today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering at this time. You will send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you want to send those by way of another way, if you don't have Cash App, give us a call at 346-719-3349, and we'll direct you how to send those, your tithes and offering over to us. Again, that's Cash App, Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S, lowercase, H-A-N-T-E-L-L, for your tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offering according to your word, in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as tithers. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes and giving our offering according to Malachi 3 and 10. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. So, Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offering. And Father God, let there be no lack in our giving, O God. And those that sow in today, Father God, Lord, we ask that you give them double-fold, O God. Give them sevenfold, O God, for their faith of believing and planting, O God, to see that let it harvest, let it break forth and harvest time, O God, a great harvest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we ask that all of and that trust is fruitful for us, son, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, to keep our family safe, oh God. Lord, keep the fruits of our ground safe. Bless us with your 7 blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Lord God, to give us the fulfillment of these 7 blessings as a tithe, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient to our tithe, and we receive the blessings right now of heaven. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless, God keep. At this time, we have our announcement from our very own sister, Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Good morning. Good evening, everyone. You're an head of my life today.
Amen.
The announcement for today is Monday at 6 a.m. It's intercession prayer. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. Then on Tuesday is one-on-one counseling. The number to call is 346-719-3349. And on Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have our own Bible study. On Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday service at 2 p.m. And the number to call is, I don't have the number right in front of me. The same number to call today.
The same number for church service.
Yes, same number you call today for church service. And then Monday through Thursday, we have this shout hosted by Pastor Chantel Manning. Runs Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. We are looking to adopt a family or families we can give to this holiday season. If you know anyone, please email the information to the preacher and the pastor at gmail.com. Y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. I want to add to the announcement that in the month of January, from January the 1st to February 9th, we will be in our 40-day of prayer and fasting. And so just let God lead you on what type of fast that you will be fasting from. I won't tell you what to fast and how to fast. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to you on what to fast and how to fast during the 40 days. We'll be praying for we'll be praying globally around the world, praying for God's people around the world, God's children around the world. So we'll be doing that for 40 days. I will be in position at 6 a.m. for 40 days at 732-434-2510. And we'll send out the flyer for that. But that one started to January the 1st. So just position your mind so you can be ready for January 1st so that you can be in agreement with us. And we're expecting God to do mighty and great things to set us and get us ready for the new year to come. Amen, amen. That the struggles we had in this year, we will not take into next year. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And also, as you are doing the public ministry, you all, we are a ministry that goes from house to house and have church, but we haven't done it because of COVID-19. But in the year 2021, we're expecting God to open those doors so that we will be in the home. God wants to bring church back into the house, into the home. Amen. So we are out there. You know, so look forward to that. We're excited about the things of God, what God is doing in us, so that we can continue to build and build the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, Pastor, go ahead. We have our benediction at this time.
Amen. Amen. Now may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you, which is well and pleasing in the sight of Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you.
God bless you. We love you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. And we bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in birth. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are saved, that we are blessed, and that we come together. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and enjoy your Sunday with your family. Hallelujah. For God is with you and it's God that keeps you. We love you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my heart, so you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
all I wanna do is hear you say it
one time.
street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days and tell him how to least stop breathing, yeah. Singing.